So, that stubborn pain in your mention listener's specific pain point from sources, huh? Just won't quit, right? Feels like your body skipped its morning coffee or maybe hit the snooze button on feeling good.
We've all been there.
And it sounds like you've explored every option, every remedy, which is how you stumbled upon shockwave therapy.
Makes sense. It's definitely gaining traction.
Well, get ready to dive deep because this is going to get interesting. We dug into the research you provided and some fascinating stuff came up. I'm dying to hear what our expert makes of it all.
Happy to be here. Let's unpack it. Shockwave therapy is having a moment, and for good reason. There's some very compelling science behind it.
Okay, so before we get ahead of ourselves, what exactly is shockwave therapy? The name sounds kind of intense, right? Like something out of a superhero movie.
It's not as dramatic as it sounds. No electric shocks or anything like that. We're talking about sound waves, but not the kind you listen to on your headphones. These are high energy, and they actually help your body heal itself.
Sound waves that heal. Okay, now you've got my attention. How does that work?
It's all about kickstarting your body's natural repair processes. These sound waves, or shock waves, they create what we call microtrauma in the area we're targeting.
Microtrauma.
Now, before you panic, microtrauma might sound scary, but it's actually very controlled, very beneficial.
So, like a teeny tiny earthquake, but instead of destruction, it actually jump starts healing.
Exactly. This microtrauma, it's like sending an SOS to your body, saying, "Hey, we need some help over here." And your body, it responds by increasing blood flow to that injured area, bringing in oxygen, nutrients, all the good stuff needed for healing.
So, like sending in a first aid kit and a construction crew to fix a pothole, right? I like that analogy.
Perfect analogy. And just like a skilled construction crew, these shock waves help reduce inflammation, they break down scar tissue, even stimulate the growth of new blood vessels. It's all about giving your body the tools to repair itself faster, more efficiently.
And we're calling this.
Extracorporeal shockwave therapy, or ESWT for short. Extracorporeal just means outside the body. So we're sending those healing waves from a device outside your body to the targeted area.
ESWT. Got it. So you mentioned this can treat a whole bunch of different conditions. What are we talking about here?
You name it, and there's probably some research being done on it. We see it a lot for things like plantar fasciitis, that stubborn heel pain I know a lot of people struggle with, tennis elbow, shin splints, even chronic back pain. ESWT can be incredibly effective.
Okay, now this is what I'm really curious about. You said effective. What does the research actually say about ESWT's success rates?
This is where it gets really exciting. Studies are showing some impressive results. We're talking success rates ranging from
Okay, so when we say impressive success rates, spill the tea, what kind of numbers are we actually talking?
Well, it definitely varies depending on the condition we're looking at, but some studies show numbers as high as 70% to 90%.
Whoa, 90%. That's incredible. So you're saying almost everyone who tries this gets some serious relief.
It's not quite that cut and dry, but the results are definitely promising. For example, one study in your research looked at ESWT for tennis elbow, which I know you're dealing with, and found that 8 out of 10 people had significant pain reduction after just a few sessions. Imagine swinging that racket without that nagging pain.
Now you're talking my language. No more wincing on the court. Sign me up. But seriously, that kind of relief without surgery or popping painkillers, that's huge for a lot of people. It's like their body finally gets the memo to heal.
Exactly. That's what makes this therapy so fascinating. It's not about masking the pain. It's about getting to the root of the problem and helping your body heal itself.
Okay, so let's say I'm ready to give this a shot. What can I expect during a typical session? Paint me a picture.
Sure. So the therapist will want to understand your pain, do a thorough assessment, really pinpoint the exact spot that needs some love. Then they'll apply some gel to the area. It's similar to what they use for ultrasound.
Okay, nothing too scary yet.
Exactly. And here comes the star of the show, the Shockwave device. It looks kind of like a futuristic massage gun. The therapist uses this device to deliver those high-energy sound waves right where you need them. You might feel a little tingling, some pressure during the treatment, but it shouldn't be painful.
So, like a good hurt, kind of like that deep tissue massage feeling.
You got it. And the best part, they can adjust the intensity depending on your comfort level. Everyone's different, and the therapist will make sure you're not uncomfortable.
So, how long do these sessions usually last? Asking for a friend who, hypothetically, may be terrified of needles and would much rather vibe with some cool sonic waves for an hour.
No need to clear your whole schedule. Sessions are generally pretty quick, around 15, 20 minutes.
That's not bad at all. Now, for the million-dollar question, how long until I can, say, throw a frisbee for my dog without wincing in pain or, you know, whatever the equivalent is for the listener's pain point.
Of course. Well, many people start feeling a difference within the first week or two.
So, noticeable improvement within a week or two? That's amazing. But how long until, you know, I'm back to doing all the things I love pain-free? Back to my old self.
That's the goal. It really depends, you know, how bad is the issue you're dealing with and how your body responds to the treatment. But a lot of people, they experience significant pain reduction within a month or two.
Yeah.
And full recovery. Usually we're talking 3 to 6 months.
Okay, that is seriously encouraging. And just to be clear, we're talking like lasting relief, right? Not just a temporary fix.
Exactly. Remember, ESWT isn't about putting a Band-Aid on the problem. It's about stimulating those natural healing powers your body has to tackle the root cause of the pain. So yeah, we're talking long-term relief.
Music to my ears. Okay, last but definitely not least, let's address the elephant in the room, right? How much does this magical sound wave therapy actually cost?
Okay, I'm not going to lie. It can be a bit of an investment up front.
Yeah.
But you get what you pay for. Typically, we're looking at somewhere between $150 and $400 per session, give or take.
Okay, so yeah, that's not nothing. But I mean, you compare that to the cost of surgery or even ongoing physical therapy, and it could be a more affordable option, especially in the long run, right? Especially if it means saying goodbye to that pain for good.
Exactly. And don't forget to check with your insurance. A lot of insurance plans now are starting to cover ESWT, especially as a non-invasive alternative to more expensive and invasive procedures. Plus, think about how much money you'll save on pain relievers.
That is so true. No more popping pills every few hours just to get through the day. Okay, so all things considered, it really sounds like ESWT has the potential to be a game changer for people struggling with chronic pain. Effective, non-invasive, promotes long-term healing. I mean, come on, what's not to love, right?
Right. And what's really cool is we're just starting to uncover what ESWT can do. Research is ongoing, but we're seeing more and more evidence that it could be helpful for all sorts of things. Wound healing, certain neurological conditions. It's super promising.
Wow, that's incredible. The future of pain relief is looking pretty bright and sonic. I like it.
Me too. It's a really exciting field to be in, and I, for one, am excited to see what we discover in the coming years.
Well, I know I learned a ton today, and I hope you did too, listener. And remember, if you're dealing with pain, don't just tough it out. Knowledge is power, and sometimes that power, well, it comes in the form of sound waves. Do your own research, talk to your doctor, and see if ESWT might be the right path for you. You deserve to live a life without pain.